we're closing in on the first results from the blockbuster event of the primary season.
Everybody expects that the frontrunners Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton will do well this evening, but the question is, how well?
And look at this. CNN can now project that Hillary Clinton is the winner in Georgia, is the winner in Virginia as well. Bernie Sanders, we project, wins his home state of Vermont.
It means so much to me that the people who know me best have voted so strongly to put us in the White House.
Hillary Clinton will be the winner in both Alabama and Tennessee.
What a super Tuesday!
CNN projects Donald Trump will win Georgia, to win the Alabama Republican presidential primary, and will carry Massachusetts, Tennessee, and Arkansas.
I ask you to prayerfully consider our coming together, uniting.
We have been prepared all along for an extended haul, and if you look at the map now of the states that are to come, that's where we're really going to start to catch fire.
I'm a unifier. I know people are going to find that a little bit hard to believe, but believe me, I am a unifier.
I wish we could say we had some further clarity on either one of these races, but we don't.
Underneath the wins and the losses is the reality that this is a delegate race.
Well, that sums it up. The Super Tuesday presidential nomination contest in the U.S. I'm Carl Azus. Welcome to the show. No one Republican or Democrat swept all of the state contests, but the party's frontrunners had the best day of the candidates. On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton took home victories in 7 states. Her competitor, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, won in 4 states. On the Republican side, businessman Donald Trump took home victories in 7 states. Texas Senator Ted Cruz won in 3 states, and one state chose Florida Senator Marco Rubio. When candidates win states, they win delegates. And here's how that count looks so far. A Democrat needs 2,383 delegates to win the party nomination. Hillary Clinton has 1,074 total. Bernie Sanders has 426. A Republican needs 1,237 delegates for the party nomination. As of last night, Donald Trump has 332, Ted Cruz has 230, Marco Rubio has 113. What's next? Call it Super Saturday. On March 5th, voters in 4 states will choose their favorite Republican candidate. Voters in 3 states will choose their favorite Democratic candidate. Maine has a Democratic vote on Sunday. At 52 years old, Scott Kelly is just getting used to gravity. Oh, he lived with it before. But last year, on March 27th, the NASA astronaut traveled to the International Space Station, and he didn't come back down to Earth until late Tuesday night. He's not the first person to be in orbit that long. A Russian cosmonaut spent 438 days aboard the Mir space station in the 1990s. But with the research gleaned from Captain Kelly and his identical twin brother back home, NASA's hoping to get better prepared for long-term space missions, like ones to other planets. Some researchers say those kinds of missions aren't worth the tens of billions of dollars they'd cost. But for now, others are hoping they can learn all they can from Scott Kelly's otherworldly effort.
Astronaut Scott Kelly has broken some records. He is the first American to spend nearly a year in space. It's been a long, busy year for Kelly. Of course, he's conducted spacewalks and experiments, but he's also celebrated a birthday in space, monkeyed around, given himself a flu shot, consumed space-grown lettuce, and played gardener for space flowers. In the absence of gravity, the human body does some bizarre things. Your bones thin, muscles atrophy. NASA astronauts have also detected cardiac arrhythmias and decreased heart function in spaceflight, and about a third of American astronauts have developed vision problems. To better understand these changes, Kelly took part in a bunch of studies that tracked how his eyes, his bones, his heart, and even his brain changed due to the microgravity environment. And NASA had the perfect specimen to compare him to, his twin brother, retired astronaut Mark Kelly, who was here on Earth. NASA will continue to collect and analyze data from both Kellys over the coming year. By comparing various tests of the two, the twin study gives scientists greater insight into the molecular level changes that occur as a result of spaceflight. Now, this is critical because NASA's goal is to put boots on Mars by the 2030s. In order to do that, we have to have a better understanding of how to keep our future astronauts healthy and safe. The data from Kelly's mission and the twin study will help NASA figure out how to create and manage those safeguards. While NASA isn't about to find another pair of astronaut twins anytime soon, they do hope to conduct more long-duration space missions like Kelly's in the near future.